You're listening to Vatican Radio. The Vatican Secretary of State, Cardinal Pietro Parolin, concluded a visit to Slovenia on Thursday by visiting a reception centre for refugees in Dobova on the Croatian border, where tens of thousands of immigrants arrived at the height of last autumn's migration crisis. During his three-day visit, the Cardinal on Wednesday inaugurated new premises for the Apostolic Nunciature to Slovenia in the capital Ljubljana and celebrated Mass to mark the close of the year of consecrated life in Ljubljana Cathedral. Speaking at a joint press conference on Tuesday at the start of his visit, Cardinal Parolin and Slovenia's Prime Minister Miro Cerar called for a humane and solidarity-based resolution to the refugee crisis. During his visit to the reception centre in Dobova, the Vatican Secretary of State met with volunteers and said he was impressed by the great sense of solidarity with migrants, which must be the starting point, he insisted, for any lasting solutions to the crisis.
I was very struck for what I have seen here. I am very happy to be here as a part of my visit in Slovenia, especially to experience this great sense of solidarity. This is the thing that I have seen and which is for me very, very important, because in face of this problem, this complicated problem of migration of today, it is important to start from this starting point, which is solidarity. Of course, there are many other aspects which should be taken into consideration, but I think that this is the focus, to share their problems, their difficulties, and to try to give help and assistance to their needs. Then here I experienced this. It for me is really a great joy. And of course I am here also on behalf of the Holy Father, Pope Francis, and everybody knows about his the attention he paid to this phenomenon of migration. And then it is really a way of encouraging people who are working in favor of these brothers and sisters, to give them courage and strength to continue this important work.
Yesterday at the opening at the Holy Seat in Slovenia, Nunciatura, you were all talking about Pope coming to Slovenia. Could you be a little bit more precise when?
No, I cannot be more precise.
But this year is that.
No, the Pope received invitation to come. The Prime Minister, when he visited the Vatican last year, he conveyed to the Holy Father the invitation of the government of Slovenia for a visit. Now he repeated through me to the Holy Father this invitation, but there is no more details, only that.
But he's going on the tour all around the Balkan states, isn't that so? This year
the Pope? Yeah. No, he's not going no, but this year is a special year because it's the year of mercy, and then the Pope is supposed to stay in Rome the most of the time, just to perform the different acts which are in the program. And there are some trips like Mexico in the coming week, but they are reduced this year. Then there is no, according to what I know, the plan to visit some Balkan areas.
You were probably prepared to see some actually refugees today, hundreds, but there is none today, or only 15. Why didn't you went and see these 15 people who are here in this tent?
Yes, I think that now after this meeting, we meet them, of course, yes. But it's especially to show solidarity and encouragement, and also to recognize the work of the different organization. Of course, we know that from the Catholic Church, there's Caritas here, which is very, very committed to this situation, but there are so many, and I was glad also to see these different organizations working together, which is a good sign, because we need to work together. And I think also that this emergency of the migrants, I was repeating this many times in these days, can be at least faced, if not resolved, through a common effort. This should be our commitment to work together, because if we think that alone we will not give an answer, appropriate answer to this problem. And of course there is all the problem of the solution of in their countries, the problem of the conflict, the problem of poverty, and so on. But to work together is the only way to try to reach some solution, to achieve some solution.
Did the leadership of the European Union consider your proposals to the solving of migrant crisis?
The Vatican is not giving technical solution normally, no. But at least we are just reminding the international community and the authorities of the principle we should be at the base of any technical solution. And I think that yes, there is availability. The Pope, as you know, is really a moral authority today in the world, and his voice is well heard, I think, and many authorities and institutions pay attention to what the Pope is saying. Then how to traduce it into a technical solution is a more complicated question.